Here's what to know about Michelle Obama's new memoir and arena tour. By Jeff Carib for the Associated Press. Michelle Obama's 12-stop jaunt across the country and an ocean is not your average book tour. Of course, the former First Lady is not your average author. Oprah Winfrey joined Obama last night at the United Center, home of the Chicago Bulls and Blackhawks, as she began the tour, touting the already best-selling Becoming. Here's what to know about the tome and the tour. First, what's in the book? Becoming describes Obama's upbringing on Chicago's South Side, as well as her time at Whitney Young and Princeton University. She writes about straddling economic and social worlds as a child and young adult. But befitting its title, it takes readers on her journey of becoming a lawyer, wife of former President Barack Obama, mother of two girls, and ultimately, her 8 years in the White House. Obama shares such deeply personal revelations about racism as well as having a miscarriage. She sharply criticizes President Donald Trump for promoting the false birther rumor that her husband was not a U.S. citizen. Winfrey, who selected Becoming for her influential book club, said it's, quote, everything you wanted to know and so much you didn't even know you wanted to know. As for Trump, Obama writes that his, quote, loud and reckless innuendo stirred people up and put my family's safety at risk. And for this, she adds, I'd never forgive him. Trump said Obama, quote, got paid a lot of money to write a book and they always insisted you come up with controversial. The current president said he'd never forgive his predecessor for making the country, quote, very unsafe. How the book's faring? In short, it's among the most anticipated political memoirs in years, topping Amazon.com's bestseller list throughout the weekend. On Monday, Barnes & Noble announced that pre-orders for Becoming were the highest for any adult book since Harper Lee's Go Set a Watchman, which came out in 2015. It's expected to sell millions of copies. On the road, tens of thousands of people bought tickets to Obama's United Center appearance, paying from just under $30 to hundreds or even thousands of dollars for VIP packages. No tickets were available online for some stops, including last night's Chicago stop. Other stops include Los Angeles, Washington, Detroit, Boston, Paris, and London. The tour ends next month in New York City's Barclays Center with Sarah Jessica Parker as moderator. Although some fans have complained about the high cost, 10% of tickets at each event are being donated to local charities, schools, and community groups. The next chapter. Obama's husband will be next with a memoir, which is expected next year. The couple negotiated a multi-million-dollar deal with Crown Publishing Group. The Obamas have said they will donate a significant portion of their author proceeds to charity, including the Obama Foundation.